All right, we
Don't
with that night, we spent a majority of the night talking about Kibud Av V'Aim. We spoke about how as our parents get older, how to deal with them. Today we're going to speak a little bit about how we refer to our parents, whether they're alive or they're not, using their name. And we're going to use this week's parasha as a springboard to how do we deal with mentioning our parents' names, even when you're called up for an aliyah, you're saying your father's name, you give him a shaberach. Sometimes you might say a mother's name, depending what the mishaberach is for. And in halacha, we're going to see it's not as simple as we seem to just take the liberty of saying their names. So what we are going to do is we're going to go through the sugya, because in this week's parsha, if you have the sheet, you'll see that there's a number 2 on the sheet. And number 2 speaks about Yeshua. Bayan Yeshua b'nam Sharas Maisha mibachura b'yayimak. After Eldon and Moida say the Nebu of Maisha Meis and Yeshua Machnis, so Yeshua is very, very upset and the disrespect that's given to his Rebbe. And he comes to tell Moshe Rabbeinu how Eldad and Medad, who were, as we spoke about in the Shir, they were half brothers of Moshe Rabbeinu. At some point, but they were brothers of Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore they felt as brothers. As we know, many times we will speak again about our brother. And they said that Moshe is going to die, and Yeshua is going to go into Eretz Yisrael. He's going to take him into Yeshua, being so upset, comes to Moshe Rabbeinu by Yoimar. Adoni Moshe Kilai. So they're trying to end Moshe Rabbeinu's life. And yes, it was for the benefit of Yeshua. Here's something that's going to benefit him. But he still is upset. And the obvious question is, he talks to Moshe Rabbeinu face to face. And he says his Rebbe's name. So yes, he has the title. He says, Master Moshe Rabbeinu is Kilai. And therefore, the Mefarshim all are concerned with how we learn this. Not a concern, but they want to know, because it's a concern how we deal with our parents. How can we deal with them mentioning their names if they're, especially we go with them somewhere and they're going to say our parents, we're speaking for them, and they're going to say, "Oh, what's your parents' name?" And they're standing right there. It seems to be not a problem, because here is a title to Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And that's what we are going to discuss. But
before
you don't have to say your father, maybe, especially when you're talking directly to your father, you wouldn't say directly to your father his name. And here, Yeshua is directly talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. He's saying, Adoni Moshe, Kilayim. You're talking to your father's name, right? You go to the doctor, you all, especially as parents get older, and you're speaking to them. He took my mother to the hospital, and I was answering all the questions to them. She wasn't answering the question. But they can ask her, what's your mother's name? So she's standing right there. What's the right way how to do it? But before we do that, I just want to, because I didn't complete Shulis at night regarding parents that tell us to come over to visit, and we're busy with our own, with maybe what, especially on a Sunday today, but we're learning. I just wanted to finish that on the sheet, so this way I'll have done that, because there's a lot to talk about this going forward. So on the top of the sheet, we just begin with a general halacha. Our parents had asked us, we should come to serve them. You have to go help them. Even if you're middle of learning. So if my mother says to me, she needs me to help her with something in the house, I'm serving her. I'm helping her. So I'm it's not just a visit. I'm going to help her. She wants me to come over to fix something for her. Usually that's the case. So I could be learning, but I'm being mishamisher. That's covered. Being mishamisher, I would have to stop learning. It's very important to all of us. For whatever reason, copy and paste, I don't know why, it just jumped to the next little bit. Sometimes I can't even think, change it, but so that's what happened over here. So you just jump to the after ayin zayin, the next one. They tell us to come visit. Not to the Bishamashem. They don't need anything specific. They want us to come visit very often. My mother said to me last week, oh, you only come Thursday. Could you also come this week on a Tuesday? Come just to visit me on another day. Then I was in the middle of learning. You don't have to do it. So that's something that we have to. So on Shavuos HaNei, we talk about visiting. And I didn't
Chayiv
finish.
means you could.
Very good. You could. Excellent. Right. You could. You're not chayiv. So we're discussing,
you,
I discussed with Avi also the concept of visiting. It definitely is a mitzvah to visit. And every time you visit, you're doing a mitzvah. But if you're learning and it's going to be a bittul Torah and it's only to visit, so then you're not chayiv to do it. Question is, why not? So that's what we were discussing. If visiting is not, I don't want to say it's a step down. It's not shimud. Kavod is, you're actually giving them the food. You're actually dressing them. They need something from us. They need me to go buy the milk. Although it's up. Well, I'm sorry.
You should always ask them to buy milk instead.
Exactly.
Instead of coming to visit, buy me.
But they want us to visit. They're alone. They want us to call. The same thing. Could you call? I'm in the middle of learning. That's always a question. I'm in the middle of learning. My mother's calling. You pick up the phone because it happens every morning. If I have to call my mother at 8:40 to leave shul here, the first phone call has to be to my mother. Sometimes I'm still learning here, and I see that she's calling, and she gets nervous if I don't call right away. So do I pick up the phone? I don't pick up the phone. So it's always a debate, but in the middle of learning. So that's what I'm saying. She's just there. She's just calling because she wants to make sure that I didn't forget about it. And so that's Kedei Levakrin. So again, visiting, yes. Today, I'll go to my mother. I'll visit her. The biggest mitzvah you can be, Mekayim. There's no greater mitzvah than Kibbutz Avim. And that's what our mothers want. We come visit them. They want us to call. We'll call. But if we're learning, so there's a difference. That's just wanted to bring up. There's a difference in being the shamish them. So my mother calls me up, which will be often. Father, you know, they're very, they need help. They can't reach something. They can't get to something. So then I'll stop learning. I'll go over. Friday, it's always like that. I'm in the middle of preparing the shiurim. I'm preparing my, I'm sitting down. But she call me up and say, please come over. So I need help with this. I have to run over. I'll run over. But if it's just, can you come over? It's also it depends, because she might say she's lonely, she has a bad day. Everything always depends on what's going on. But the bicker itself, come over with the children, I'm lonely, and so on. So then there's a chiluk. So just to make sure it's clear, bicker is a big mitzvah. It's kibud. It's a part of kibud. But it's a step down from being mishamish them, where it's bittul Torah. Obviously, we're doing other things, we should be running over there. But if it's just bittul Torah. Another interesting question is Baruch HaShulchan. We all speak about, and the Olam here is tremendous amounts of kavod, and it's always third person. What does the Rav say? And everyone who deals, especially with those, that's what I always say. I should really not have this on camera. But the shul itself and the wives in the shul, they all speak with tremendous respect. It's always third person. Outside the world, I don't know why they think they could talk to me as you. So some people stop them and they get very upset, which is very good. There's one person there in the shul who's really good with it. He's with me and he, someone says something, it's not you. And he's not afraid to tell anybody. He's not afraid to tell anybody anything. What about with our parents? It's not, I told them, I said to someone else, not, you don't demand it. It's not, I don't want it. Goyle knows. You don't want COVID. It's a position. So it's not, you're not respecting me. I don't even respect. It's a position that you're respecting. And you respect the position. That's how we do it. But what about with our parents? Does it make any sense to talk in third person? I heard somebody, I'd say, okay, you know, what is Tati's, you know, I'd say you. Definitely, we speak to our parents usually in that, and that's how we did talk to them. Can you, I spoke to you last week, Shavuos and I did speak about, you can't say that past something. But many times we'll say, I'm going to the store, do you need anything? So do we say, does mommy need anything? Does Tati need anything? Do we speak in third person there or not? Or no? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I wanted to read it inside with you. And this way we know how the right way to talk to our parents is. V'dad, the Bizman HaKadmainim. In the earlier days, yes, that's how they spoke. HaKol B'Lashon Aichach. Ato, K'moy Shalom Alach HaRevi. Avol Achshav. Now we speak Balashan Rabbin. Shalom Aleichem. First of all, it's always you. It's not. It's plural. Koshkin the Rabbi Levad and La'aviv Medaber Haben Balashan Noichach. You do talk to them direct. You. Why? Look what he says. The La'aviv V'Limach. I say Medaber Balashan Noichach. Ata. You could use the word you. The Medaber, because if you're going to use Balashan Rabbin with third person, La'yel Matin, I'm going to look at you like you're weird. When it comes to parents, you don't have to say third person. So you can say, Mom, I'm going to the store. Do you need anything from the store? It's not disrespect. By a Rebbe, it's different. Does Rebbe need anything? Or does the Rebbe need anything? But when it comes to parents, you could use the word you, because if you're not, it looks weird. So, no, one of my kids started this. I said, no, don't. It sounds ridiculous. It's the way that we talk, the normal way. So with parents, you could say, Tati, do you need anything from the refrigerator? Do you need anything? I'm going out to the store. Do you need anything? It's fine. So now let's go back to this week, to the parasha of Ayan Yeshua. Let's see the mechaber over there, and then we'll see the right way how we, when we're in a shul, especially with a parent, or even not, what's the right way that we should refer to our parents? Do we always, and we're going to spend a moment on as we go forward, do we always say, if someone asks me my father's name, so I'll say my name, Ben, do I say Avi Mayri or my Avi? What's the right way out to say it? What does the word Mayri mean? If I asked everybody here what Mayri means, you'll say Rebbe, because that's what a Mayri is. It's a Mar, we have in the Gemara, it's a Rebbe. We're going to see that that's not so.
How does the word from parents call them doing like work?
Right.
I'm saying it's different than me coming up on a Sunday and helping. That's
what I
should be doing.
That's what I'm saying. That's the case of Biku, where they're trying to just.
Well, do you know if they're calling if they need something? Or they're right. Going to say,
my mother calls me at work, I might say, what's wrong?
No, but what do you mean?
Some, she
I tell you what, there's nothing wrong. She's lonely. That's
she call her more often?
But right. Sometimes you don't know when they're calling.
You don't know, so I think that's what I'm saying.
They pick up,
or
right. They just
so that's why you pick up. I pick up the phone.
But, like, what's a normal... Stop. No, I'm saying, like, yeah, what, like...
So that's why it depends what they need from you. That's what I'm saying. It depends what they need. If it's Bikur, if it's coming to visit them, okay, so then you're busy right now. It depends what you're doing right now.
So I know my mother. I know what she's calling from the Pacific. I know what she's calling because she wants to talk.
Yeah.
Right, I know. We all do.
So it's hard. Like I know if she needs something. I'm going to answer no matter what. But
right. If she needs something, that's what I'm saying. So if she needs something, it's right away. Because we have a mitzvah right away. You can't wait. You have a mitzvah right away. What are we waiting? But if it's Bikur, so then you see that it's a little bit of a step down. In that sense is that, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever it is, if it's something right now that I have to get done and I can't wait, so then you say, Ma, yeah, I'm going to be there in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, or I'll call you back in 10 minutes. Right? That's because the Bikur is a mitzvah, but again, it's covered, but it's a step down of covered. It's not, I'm going to give them the covered. It's a different type of level of covered. That's how it's explained. So we have to, every case is different. It's hard to say one answer, but you're right. If it's something that right now, and again, we spoke Shavuos at night, which that was part of the thing, Shalom Bayis. I don't want to go back into that shit, but that was the whole thing. It's always, my wife right now needs me to take care of this, and my mother's calling and she wants to talk to me. So my wife says, I need you to take care of this. Oh, my mother wants me to come over to visit. That's what we spoke about Shavuos at night. What wins out? Just the answer is we'll talk about this next Shabbos because we'll talk a little, maybe I'm not sure yet, over the next couple of weeks at some point. But the Shalom Bayis always wins out. So again, that was the share who was the night. That the Shalom Bayis will win out.
As a thing up for in-laws.
It's totally different. It's totally different. The in-laws is a different story altogether. No, that's a
similar love of having the in-laws like parents.
No, but we don't have to. It's a different din. It's a din that we can't be disrespectful, but the din of if my in-laws want me to come visit, then it's not a it's nice. That's it's not the mitzvah of kibbut avim.
But it's shalom bayis.
That's shalom bayis. That'll be shalom bayis. I do it for my wife, and not because of them. I'm doing it because of my wife. If my wife says, could you call every Arab Shabbos my father to go to wish him a good Shabbos? So right. So it's my wife. Is it nice for me to call? Of course it's nice for me to call. But that's not kibbut avim. Kibbut avim is parents. There is an inyan of Moira. I have to have respect for my in-laws, but it's definitely not a mitzvah kibbut avim. It's a nice thing to do. You get a mitzvah. It's chesed. You whatever mitzvah you want to tell me. It's a so all that is true. Now you have the shalom bayis. My wife asked me to do something, so I'll do it. This is my wife asked me to do it. But it's a different level then. If I'm busy right now, I could say I'll do it in 5 minutes. So you have to just know each level what it is. So we get to the halacha over here. The whole shish was not to go over a different time. A lot of it wasn't here. No one knows what to do. Well, we say as an idea what to do. It's the chazar. It was 3 a.m. So how much everybody can grasp at that time was hard. But we'll at some point next year we'll do it again. The mechaber says like this. Also, Tam Likris Rabbi Bishmai Loi Bichayv Loi Masid. I will call you Rabbi by his name. Rafi Likris Lacherim Shishmam Kishmai Aser Imu Shein Peli Shein Akor Regilim. It's a common name. That it's not a common name. It's definitely Osir, says the Rama. If it's a shame, regila, mutter, laskir, shaloi, bifnei, rabbi. You can mention your Rebbe's name if he's not standing there. That's because I said my Rebbe's name. The Ramah's lashon is, I could say Rebbe Meiri Pliny. That's fine. Now, this means even b'fano. That's what it seems, because the Ramah already said that shaloi b'fnei Rabbi, it's mutter. So then, if you b'fano, it seems that to say Rebbe Meiri Pliny is okay, and then that's fine because that's what Yeshua did. Adoni Meisha, he did it b'fano, and that seems to Ramah.
Just any rabbi.
Okay, you're asking a really, really good question. He seems to be talking about a rabbi in Mubik or a rabbi that's of Klal Yisrael. A rabbi that's someone that's respected by all. Yes, you're right.
So you have to say Mairi, is that the word?
Very good. That's what I want to see.
Today's days that we have last names.
Very good. That's what I want to see, Mairi. No, last names are not going to play a role, but the Mairi part is what's
important.
So last
name you could call
Yeah, because it's not his name. It's not a name, right?
Someone says Rabbi Meisha Feinstein, right? It's not.
Yeah, but not in front of Rebbe.
Right, you can say Rebbe Feinstein.
Yeah, but you wouldn't. In other words, I'm talking for a double call. According to the Ramah, I could say
Rebbe
Meiri double, right?
Or Rebbe Tom. That's it. You have no problem.
Right. Right. Then you have no problem. Very good. So the Shach argues on this because he says, and he brings even the documentary. Let's see the Shach. Nero, says the Shach, Davka Shalai Befanov. Even the Shach holds that this Rebbe Meir Pliny is Shalai Befanov. Chei B'darkei Moshe. He brings in another Avol Befanov. If your Rebbe is there, Ein Laskish My Klal. You can't say his name at all. Rak Yesha Kreisei Rebbe, Chei Naivin. And that's the minute. So again, this is the Reish Membeis. This is the Reish Membeis. How he learns the Ramah then, a little hard to learn the Ramah because Ramah clearly says, Avol Shem Shirigil, but Mutter Laskish Shalai Befnei Rabbi, you could say it. How do you learn the Ramah? It's a good shayla. But the Shach himself says that you can go ahead, you can't. Never say your Rebbe's name. And if you can't say your Rebbe's name, your father's the same thing. And you would not be able to say your father's name. The fun of you would never be allowed to. So if your father's call you and they're going to call you up, what's your father's name for the Aliyah? Because that could be, he's here for the Aliyah. So if he's there, standing there, you wouldn't be able to say his name because he's there. If he's not there, which is most of the time, or he passed away, so I could say my father's name. He's not here. But if the father's in shul, they're going to come over to you and say, okay, so what's your father's name? What's he in Aladu? There are three different sheets over here brought down in Halacha.
So what are you supposed to do?
Very good. What are you supposed to do? We're going to see right now. So what are the three different sheets over here? And the Sefer Mayra Kvaydam is the most quoted Sefer in Kibbut Avim. He is a Talmud of Rabbi Tzion Abishol, but he asks all the shahs to Rabbi Yashav also. So you get the Paiskim, the Sfardish Paiskim, and the Ashkenazi Paiskim, and he's very, very trusted in the way he quotes them. Most of the time, it was direct conversation with them. So he writes there are three different days. So let's just go through because Rabbi Moshe Feinstein also, you're going to see shortly, answers up Yeshua. What are the three? So Aleph is the Grah. The Grah and the Kidah and others say that you're allowed to say the name of your parents with an addition, Taisis Tayer. And the Kidah says, Evil of Ifnei Shari, Aviv Shari. You're allowed to do it in front of your father, which is what happened with Maish Rabbeinu. It's in front of Maish Rabbeinu, Chaymira, Vaidach Raim, and the Chetiru, the Rabbi, Efilu, the Fanav. There are, so Shita Wang, Mistabish, Rav Debavim. And your father's, even if he's there, if you gave him a title, it's okay. So if they're going to call up Aaron Leah, they can say, what's your father's name? With the Gra, all you have to say, the Gra is a whole list of rayas, that you just have to say Rebbe, Mairi, so on. Two, the Shach.
The cover,
what? The cover, very good, same thing. The Shach and the Tveris Yisrael say, Davka Shalai B'fanov Shari, Avol B'fanov is Aser, in front of your father, it's Aser. Umistavro, and that would seem again to be the Shach, although the Shach was seen that the right that is the Shach we just said. Shehu Adin Aviv, that Shalai B'fanav you could say it. Then we have the third sheet is the Yamshel Shalaiva. The Yamshel Shalaiva says you never allowed to mention your father's name. Sheba Aviv La Oilam Asalaskishmay Afil, even if you have a Taisis Tire, even with Rabbi and so on. The Rak, the Makam Atzairah, is a Tzaira Kasachrainim. That he holds the mutter. They have rayas that he has to hold the mutter because we do. If you go through shas, so many times they say, "Well, even if he's not there, right? Even if he's not there, you're not allowed." And most of the paiskim, especially the Ashkenazic paiskim, do hold like the Yamshel Shleima, as we'll shortly see. And they say that you should never mention your father's name unless there's a tzair. If you go to the bank, we'll see cases examples. comes Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe wants to know. So we see from Moshe Rabbeinu is Bifanov, so it's a kash on the Shach, right? The Shach says that the Gra is very good, Bifanov is Mutter. So if you give a title, it's a question on the Shach and the Yom Shoshan. It comes Rav Moshe, it's a long tshuva, and he says like this, Ma'adani Moshe Nira, the Beloiz Eloi Kasha. Why? The Kiv and Shom, he has another reason why it's not a Kasha. The Kiv and Shom, Yeshua Shechayav and Ka. What's Yeshua coming here? But I'm sure saying they deserve to be punished. Kim Maradu Bashamayim. That's covet. You're giving the greatest covet to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Laich Bisla Shubam, you mentioned his name. No, but you gave him the greatest covet over here. But Tam Shis Geshmai, why did he mention the name? Why is it necessary? Not even still Chayav in Kalyil. There's no question on the Shach then. You have to be Machmakim. What's if you have Machmer like the Shach again? The fun of it's Aser, Shalai, the fun of it's Mutter. So, but the fun of it's Aser. So, if the father's there, Ramesh is saying we have to hold like the Shaf. Others say we should hold like the Yamshal Shlaima, unless there's a Tzairuk. I'm Moshe Rabbeinu. So, you should, if he gave him the greatest covenant, he gave him greater than a Rebbe. He's trying to say that Moshe Rabbeinu is the leader of Kal Yisrael. They deserve to be punished. Oh, you say they deserve to be punished. So that itself is the greatest cover that he's giving to Moshe Rabbeinu. You mentioned his name, okay, but it doesn't not memayed in any way. But if you're Moshe, the greater than the title, you can even say the name. That's what Moshe seems to be saying. We go weiter over here, and then Moshe also says, "V'cholzeh v'stam." Now this is important also because others dissect what Moshe says over there. "Avol kishem machala." If your father says to you, or you know that he doesn't care, then it's not also to mention his name. It's in the same tshuva, by the way. It's not. It's the same tshuva about mentioning your father's name. So if the father says it's okay, Abel, I'm Rabbi Kiva Eger, B'shem Radvaz, Shemitz, even if your father's Michael, you should still give him kavod. So better, just because he says it's okay to mention my name, you still better not to do it. But Ramesh holds it is, but it has to be, the Mefarshim will explain Ramesh. That's where the father's not there. If it's a bizayin, then obviously you can't go talk, even if your father says, okay, to call me by my name, if it's a bizayin, the child talking directly to the parent, he can't be Michael on bizayin. He can be Michael on kavod. He can't be Michael on bizayin. So if you go to the bank, because that's one of the examples we'll see soon, and they can say, okay, well, and you're there to help out a parent, and they can say, what's your father's name? Your father says, okay, mention my name. So he's Michael. It's not a bizayin. But if you're talking directly to the father cannot be Michael you, because that would be bizayin. Let's go right here.
What if the child works with a parent? And they're referring to other people as this person in my company.
Right, so that's Shalai Bufanov. Shalai Bufanov. So let's see what's the right way how to do it.
That's Bufanov.
Right, so let's see what's the right way how to do it now. If it's Bufanov, so now that we see that Bufanov, we have a Machlaikis over here, definitely is Bufanov, you're not allowed to do it. Unless he's Michael. So we Shalai Bufanov is maybe going to be Mutter. Let's see how the Mechaber says what you're supposed to do. Because the Maisai is the same problem. It's loy b'chayiv, loy b'maisai, even if they're not alive anymore. Yeah. The Mechaber says, Abba Mari. So it's not enough to say, Father, my father. In other words, they might say to you, okay, what's your father's name? And your answer would be, my father's name is so-and-so. But it's not enough, because the Lashon over here is, Abba Mari. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, what does this word Mari mean? So it appears that Mari means Rebbe. Let's say your father's not your Rebbe. He wasn't your Rebbe. So let's see the Aruch HaShulchan. And the Aruch HaShulchan actually says it depends. We finally have to say Abba Mari in the Gemara. If he's saying it, Dvar Alacha in his name, oh, so it's Dvar Alacha. And then he's your Rebbe. And therefore he ends off, just skipping that line. You need the word Abba. Abba Kishama. Abba Pani Mutter. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, my father's name, that would be good. Again, Shalai Bafana. Because Bafana, you can't do it. Bizel Shekasav, Ella Omer, Abba Mari. When do you have to say Abba Mari? Avi Mari? Bidvar Alacha. That's only when it's Alacha. Kishama, Shebizel Shaychami. He's your Rebbe. Abba Bimili Dalma. When it comes to other things, in Tzarech Leimer, Abba Pani, it's enough. The Mashayach Mari, Lemil Dalma. What's Shaych Mari to Mil Dalma? However, if you look at the Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi does not say that's what Mari means. The Gemara does say that the word Mari means master, but not master in the sense of a Rebbe. You can refer to what happened by Moshe Rabbeinu is Adonim. So let's see Rashi. Rashi says, it's in Septus Kedushin, he was talking to the Amara, the translator, and the translator is repeating to the Rabbim B'shem Aymer. Omar, kach Omar Avashi, ve'enai Aymer, kach Omar Aviva Adainav Shal Chacham. It's going on the word in the Gemara there, Maria. I should have put the whole Gemara over here. But the word Mairi means master. It doesn't mean Rebbe. Mora is a teacher, so that's why we think that's what it means. But Rashi and the Aruch also says that the word Mairi means master. My father is my master. So according to the other Achranim, you should always say, we'll see from Rabbi Yashiv, you should say Avi Mairi. It doesn't mean, even if he's not your Rebbe. It doesn't make it, and even if it's going to be some random thing that has nothing to do with Torah, they say, what's your father's name? My father's name, my Avi Mairi, so-and-so. That's what you should say. We'll see soon. Sometimes it doesn't really make sense. The Gra also, here's the Gra I wanted to show you before. The Gemara goes through all the places where you see that Aviv is enough. You don't need anything more than that. Because you see in the Gemara, Abba Chalafta, Yechai Abba, Yechai says, Yane Abba. We don't see the word Mairi. So Mairi is not Ma'akev. Is it the right way how to say it? It is. Let's go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, say Avi Mairi. You should always say Mairi. And even if it's Mili Da'alma, Avi Mairi. My father, my Rebbe. So when they're going to call you up for an Aliyah, you could say whatever your name is, Ben Avi Mairi, so-and-so. That's what you should say. Whenever you're getting called up to an Aliyah, you should say that, because that's what the Rebbe, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. I Garach HaShulchan. First of all, your father is probably a Rebbe anyway. Our fathers have taught us a lot, so then he's a Rebbe. So you should always, that we'll see shortly, that's what you should say. But let's go a little bit further, because what about, is the word Rebbe enough? In other words, if they say, you say your father's name is Rav so-and-so, so they say, I say my name, they call me up, what's my name? And I say, Ben-Tzion, Ben Harav Yechiel Nachal. That's my father's name. I would say Rav. Do I have to say Avi Mairi? Or Rebbe is enough. So I want to learn what the Pesach, we'll see what's, they ask these questions, obviously, to Rabbi Yashiv. Let's just learn the Pesach Tshuva so we see the on the page itself. Benirali, Demacherim Shoyel Amimenu, someone's going to ask you, who's your father? Ben Miyad. Mutter Leimerlem, Ben Rebbe Plain. So you see that the Pesach Tshuva says, as I put it in large over it, it's enough just to say Rebbe. He doesn't say Avi Mairi. Rebbe, Rav. Varai Lezei brings in the Marshal, the Rosh, always mentioned his father's name. Obviously, there are other terutzim to why he did that. Obviously, the Torah mentions his father as the Rosh. Anyway, the clearly the Pesach Tshuva is bringing down, you could say, Rebbe Pliny. So let's go now to the Abi Aimer, because let's see what the Svarim say, and then we'll see what Rabbi Yashiv says over here. Gam Mishal, you see now the darker print over here. Gam Mishal Shuvas Yabi Aimer, Hela Dim Aimer Ben Pliny. Even if you don't say my father, but you say, I am the son. So again, you said Ben Pliny, Shari. So every time that's always Ben, because they're going to say, what's your name for an Aliyah? So I'm going to say, Ben Tzion, Ben, Yechiel Machal. I said, I'm the son. So Rabbi Vadya says that's enough then, because I'm saying I'm his son. That's enough covered again. So what's the best? We'll see what, I'm just trying to show you what's okay, and then we'll see what you should do. But Rabbi Vadya does say, we find that just saying Ben is enough. And he brings down from his period, Kedar Belazar, Amalei Rebbeinu and Zakkai, Lezer Ben Miata, who's your father? Who are you? He comes to the yeshiva there and he says, who's you? Amalei says, Ben Horkin is sonny. My father, if you remember the story over there, he was 27 years old and he didn't learn, and he comes to yeshiva to learn. They said, who are you? I'm the son of Horkin. You see, Ben is enough. So Rabbi Vadi Yosef does bring this down.
That time he wasn't a learned person.
Right, but he's still. You mean we shouldn't bring a raya from him because
it's just a story.
How many times do you see the Gemara uses Ben? You know,
very good. So he brings all these rayas that you see. You do see that Mir, right? He brings down the Sechemed that disagrees. Ene came das achida that there's no hati. You can't say Ben because of Mashen Tzichim. You see, you have to say Abba. Maybe you say Abba. At least you say father. Ben, son, is not enough of a cover. So we look at the second column over here. So, of course, I saw it in the Sefer, then I did find the Lashon of Rabbi Yashiv, but look at what it says. So they answer Rabbi Yashiv. So whenever someone asks you, Ben Yata, I want to know who your father is. As we just said, Rabbi Yashiv also says, Ben Pliny Ani, because they just want to know who you are. What should you say? Ben Rebbe Pliny. Use the word Rebbe. Like the Pesach Tshuva. We saw the Pesach Tshuva. That's what you should say.
Rebbe or Reb?
Reb. Right. Reb. Avo Kishashayel. And I said, Ben Mi'at Kishkar Naisa Le Torah. Oh, they're calling you up to the Torah. Oh, now it's Torah. It's Kavanah Torah. Rabbi Vada Shirol, Weimer, Ben Abba Meiri, you should say Abba Meiri. Or Rebbe Plain. They should say Barab, it's Barab. Once it's Barab, you have to give cover to your parents. If it's Tom one on one, so you can say, I'm the son of so and so. That's what you say. So again, if they're going to ask you, who is your father? Don't just say your father's name. Say, I am the son. My father's name is so and so. Or I am the son of. You have to give a title. So although they said to you, what's your father's name? You can't just say, I can't just say my father's name. I would have to say, I'm the son of so-and-so, or he's my father's name is so-and-so, Avimairi so-and-so. We need something as a title, because even Hyrcanus didn't say Hyrcanus. He didn't say, who's your father, Hyrcanus? He didn't say that. I am the son of Hyrcanus. You need something. You need some title. So whenever they're going to ask you your father's name, or your mother's name for that matter, you need some.
I just like the fun of it, right?
Well, shall I be fun of? When it comes to Rabbi Yashiv says no, that when it's barabim, then you have to give your parents covet. Giving them covet is going to be Rabbi Pliny, or like we said, Avi Meiri. That's what you'd have to do. I'm sorry.
He says
everything. I know. We're going to see in a minute that it can't mean all three because you don't need it. It doesn't make sense. Ben Rabbi Pliny, right? Rabbi Pliny is good. I'm sorry. Oh, you mean when you get up to the Torah, right? You should say, "Well, the Ben is going to be." They're going to say, "Abba Meiri, Rabbi Pliny." But it's, you'll see. It doesn't. Why no one says you need all three. So that's why I said, we got to look at what he says inside. This is a safer quoting. So let's.
As a parent, can you be Michael?
Oh, that's what we said on Ramaisha. Ramaisha says the parent could be Michael, but it can't be a Bizayin. So in a shul, it might be a Bizayin. So look at the bottom of the. This sefer says he asked Rabbi Yashiv. So the darker print is a different sefer. Let me go back to the sefer that he had discussions one-on-one with Rabbi Yashiv. So he asked Rabbi Yashiv, "What the last kishem higher of the taisis tayer? Kigayin adoy uchidayma. What should you say? Veheishiv shekiyayim. This is what Rabbi Yashiv said. Shekal adam pinein ala belashin adam. Adam is a bechein isha pinein ala belashin giveret." That's how we refer to people. MK, it's not covered. Just to say Adon is not covered. I don't know who refers to anybody as an Adon, but he must mean like Mr. so and so. That's not covered. Rak, Makam, Shaim, Ishtab, Shaim, Sayyid, Al Khaladam. If no one uses this, then it's a tire covered Vishari. Vaisa, Maran, Shlita, Shalayalam, Yaimar, Avi, Mairi, Pliny. The Makam always say Avi, Mairi. So that's what I say. He doesn't say Rebbe. When he asks Rabbi Yashiv straight on, he says, you should always say Avi Meiri Pliny. B'makom Atzayer, Chein Imi Meirasi. Also, Imi Meirasi. No one does that. V'adav Afilu Milaymar, it's better than saying Rebbe Pliny. Rebbe, we saw, is good, because that's the Pesachei Tshuva. But Rabbi Yashiv saying, really, you should always say Avi, whenever they're going to ask you, your father's Avi Meiri Pliny. That's what you should say. And by an Aliyah, that's a good Shiloh, because then, as we just said, that's Rabbi Yashiv clearly says over there, that's what you should do. You should say, when they call you up for an aliyah, don't just say your father's name. Ben is it good? We said it's good enough. But you should say Avi Meiri. So if it would be me, I would say that Avi Meiri or Rav according to the Pesachei Tshuva is enough, like we said.
Folks got bomb call off Ben Harav, so no. Harav is there, no?
No,
I'm not saying this guy.
So look at the next one, the Lama Dal. Let's just go through the questions and the sefer that he says. Ben I bash alchnaizim misarad. You're going somewhere, bank. You're going to the bank. What's the name of your parents? Recently Zarmai. Don't just mention their name. Mamish, like we said, Ella Rap. You have to add Avi Meiri Pliny, Meiri Avi Pliny, Rebbe Pliny, Imi Marasa Pliny, Marek. So it all fits in what we're saying over here. What about if they're not alive anymore? So they ask my father's name. You have to always say Zechariah and Lebracha. No, and this is something that needs a separate chair about. Even that, if someone, it depends where I'm going. I'm going to the bank, you know, I'm going to Chase. I'm not going to say, Zechariah and Lebracha. But if they're going to ask me my father's name, so then who's your father? So I can tell my father's name with his title, obviously, we just said. And I would have to say Zechariah and Lebracha. Or if it's a mother, it would have to be also Zechariah Lebracha. Or Olav HaShalom, or Alel HaShalom. And if it's within 12 months, then you have to say Arani Kaparis Mishkavi, which I have no idea what no one says. That's the halacha. I always am looking to see why no one says this. Arani Kaparis Mishkavi, the world doesn't say it. Why not? It's a separate cheer. It wasn't a good. They used to say it. No, no one says it anymore. Okay, let's go to the next one. Ben Shaholach Yachad, you go to your parents to Eze Misar, you go to the bank again, Kupat Cholim. Now your parents are there with you. The Shailash, the Shem Hayrav, they're right there. They're right there. What are you supposed to do now? You're helping them out, like I just said. Mutter, also Mutter Lamaska Shema B'taisa. You're allowed to. Why? Are they standing right there? It's the fun of. And the fun of, we said that even giving a title doesn't work, according to some. Right? We said, we had a Machlaikis, we had three Shitas. That if they're there in front of you, so by Moshe, we have a riot from Moshe that you're allowed to do it. Oh, so look at, we have to look over here at 40 then. He asked for Mitzin Abishal, and look at his reason is, you have no prayer. What are you going to do? They're asking, you have no choice. We're going to have to rely on those Shitas that say that the fun of it's okay, because I don't have
any. It's a disrespect. Like, you're only standing there, like, she wants you to say it.
So then you're getting into the right. She's Michael, you're right.
No, Michael, she's actually. This is her command right now.
But you have to have a Tyson's beer. You have to say my mother's name. I'm still, even if they go to the bank and whatever, you're helping them out, don't just say her name.
My mother's name is, right.
Yeah, my mother's name is so. So you have to, that's what you have to do. And he brings down that he asked Rabbi Yashiv too, and Rabbi Yashiv was also masking to that. Also, so let's go back now to Lamed Vav. I want it very important over here. So you get up, called up to an aliyah, the Kaira Leven, Lal Sefer Torah, and what happens? So you're in the shul of your father now. What do you do then? You're there with the shul, and you're the, you're maybe the gabbai. So you have to call up your father's name. Or not the gabbai, you're standing there too. Mutter Leven Laimar Pliny, Ben Avi Meiri Pliny. Again, you see the Avi Meiri. I Ben Rabbi Pliny, everything that we said until now. Avalua Ben, who are Kaira Lailim Latayra. Yikra Yamir, what's the case with the gabbai? The son's calling up. Avala Ben, who are Kaira Lailim. He is calling up his own father. So Rabbi Yashiv says, although others disagree with this, say Avi Meiri Bilba. Don't say anything else. He's right there. You're calling him up. You're talking to him. Oh, Nat, that was like I said to you before. It's a bizarre. Once you're talking directly to your father, so then how do you have a right to call him up? There are others that disagree with this, because if you look, skip down a little bit, the Eretz speed brings down. If you're the Gabbai, he brings not first, B'yeshli Kares Aviv B'shmai, B'aymer Yamayt Avi Mayri Pliny Ben Pliny. That's what, you look at the Eretz speed, he does say that. Well, I'm sorry.
But you call up some valet. The point is just to call them. It doesn't have to be it.
But I'm calling my father. I'm calling up.
Yeah, you have to identify who the person is, right? But it doesn't have to be a name.
Very good. So that's, he holds that that's the meaning, is to call up by name.
But
so that,
but it's
the
not
meaning
necessary.
To do it, it's not necessary, right? So that's why Rabbi Yashiv says.
You
call him his name, it's a cover to tell you, call him up.
Most
of them say Avi Meir. Right, most of them do.
When you call up a brother, you don't say father's name.
If he's there. If he's there. Right, only if the father is there. If he's not there, so then it's Shaloi B'Fanav. You have to call it tight. Right. Shaloi B'Fanav, they all say that, right, because that's the first half of it. The Ben is Mutter Leven Leimer, Pliny Ben. Even if the father's there, you could say with this whole title, because the way you call up for an aliyah is with the name. So only if you're calling up the father, Rabbi Yashiv says, but if it's a brother and the father's there also, then you could, you just say the father's name, because you're not talking to him. So that's definitely the fidelity. What about if you have to make a Misha Be'era for a parent? So once again, very posh then. I'm reading you Lama Gimel, we're at the bottom over here. Ben Sharoit Zalas is Misha Be'era for if they're not there, say their name. And then you say, I'll be Meir. Always a title. You never can say a parent's name without a title. Right, I don't know why I'd say it twice, Lama Gimel, but let's see the Birkei Yosef. The Birkei Yosef is very, very important, because this bothered me, Tzarechian, on the whole Yom Tov, it would bother me, because when you're talking to Hashem, you're not allowed to give kavod to you. You can't call your parents Avi Meiri when you're talking to Hashem, because that's disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So look at, and it's this week's parasha too, we refer na Allah and Miriam, let's see the Birkei Yosef. Says the Birkei Yosef, Chayiv l'chav de'afilu achar moisei, even after they're dead. And when you're davening, don't say, you're talking to Hashem. Don't say, Adaini. HaKadosh Baruch was Adaini. And Oy Abba Mari, you can't do any of this. Everything we've been talking about is when you're talking to a person. But when you're talking to Hashem about a parent, so if someone's making a Misha Be'er for a Chayla, and it's a parent, and they're saying, say, you can't say, Avi Mari so and so, because you're talking to Hashem. The Misha Be'er to Hashem. So you would just say the person's name. And he brings up a bunch of raises. Abel Birkias at the bottom line. Abel Nirusha Aysam Sha'asir Lahaskishmam. Mutter Leimer Avioi Rabbi Achloi. Yosef, don't add anything. Say father, but don't say Meir. You can't say Meir. It's a thing to say. You could say, or don't say Rabbi. You could say Ben. That you could do. Says the Birka Yosef, I am safe from Abba Yavik, and so on, is the same thing. And Ramesha says the same thing. Nirlin is dieting. The Kivan shoots feel in the Ashbarku. Ain lechali cover the basal. You can't give cover to a parent when you're talking to Hashem. So I don't know why this is the first time it ever bothered me, but only because maybe I was learning the halachas now. On Shavuos, so I'm saying Yiskar. And in the Yiskar, what do you say in the Yiskar? You say Avi Mayri. That's what it says. Yiskar Avi Mayri, right? I was Sarachin Gadol. I said, what do you mean? I didn't understand. Right? We say Avi Mayri. And I'm saying, looking at these words, I'm preparing this year, and it doesn't make sense. I just learned the Chidah. And the Chidah says, when you're talking to Hashem, you can't. So Baruch Hashem, after Yontif, obviously it was bothering me the whole Yontif. I just start looking around. So I looked at the Shiar Mitzvah Ba'alacha, and he also says, Tzarki, he doesn't answer Murdik. When I saw it, I was happy, because in number 12, if you look at number 12, he says, Tzarki, what was bothering me on when I'm saying Yiskar, Nishmas Avimar, we all say that. Avimar says it in Asidah. Says Sarachim. He doesn't have an answer. So why are we saying it then? If you talk, we're trying to Yiskar, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying Avimar. So we should change the Nusach. So obviously then I started saying this can't be. So if the Olam remembers, Rabbi Feinhandler, I looked at his Sefer. Because the Olam remembers, he was always talked to Rabbi Yashiv. He never mentions Rabbi Yashiv when he was here. We were zeichet to hear this from him. Whenever he says Gaon and Sefer, we know it was Rabbi Yashiv. That's what he called us. If you remember, I remember he was standing here Friday night, he was giving us a shir. I don't know why he didn't write Rabbi Yashiv's name, and I don't remember why. He told us he didn't write his name, but whenever I knew that it was Rabbi Yashiv. So even when we're saying in benching, what do we also say? Harachamanu Avimayu. We're talking to Hashem. So why do we say in benching? We ini marasi. Every time we say in benching. So look, let's learn the let's learn Rabbi Feinhandler over here, where he says, and kind of he also asks Akash. He asked the question a different way.
Birchas Kainim, it doesn't have it.
Birchas Kainim. Oh, you mean there doesn't have Avi Mayri? Doesn't have, right? Rabbi Feinhandler. Rabbi Feinhandler asked in the Harachamon, should we change it? Because we say, and my mother's sitting around my table. Harachman Yivarch is Avi Mayri Bala Bayis Hazeh. You go to your parents' house. You talk to Hashem. Is that Hapuch? He asked the same kasha. It's opposite of the Birki Yosef. I ain't voicely unwelcome. So how do we have a right to say Harachman in our parents' home? We're there on Yontif. Ini Mayrasi. It was at our table. Chain Lechayritzar Chasakim B'Sidurim. You should say all the Sidurim. Ulichtav Harachman Yivarch is Avi. Oh, my father. But not Avi Mayri. Or Imi Mayrasi, I can't say that. I can say Avi, because I said to you before, that's not a problem.
But this is a different bench. The father's sitting right in front. Maybe that's where they did it, because you know, it's not.
My bench. It doesn't make a difference, because I'm talking about it. It doesn't do it. Now it's doing it on Shem. Talking about Shem, there's no Adaini, there's no. That's what the Birki Yosef said. He says, Omnom, he said, Gayin Echad, I told you. Gayin Echad was Rabbi Yashiv. Omnom, Sheyesh Lechalik. What's the Chiluk? The Shani Aviv. But the problem is he's arguing on the Chidah, which okay, he's allowed to argue on the Chidah. Look what he writes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmei tziva l'chavdoi. Hashem said we have to give our parents kavod. L'chein ein zeh bizayin. It's not a bizayin kavod, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I, the Birke Yosef, that brings a raya from the places that he brings. Yishleim ha'da Torah le'elicha b'ter. No, maybe over there, the Torah is not going into all the ways they used to refer to their Rebbe. Over there by David, he was upset because he said Adani Moshe. He said Adani Yayav. L'chein ein limchei kasidurim. Says Rabbi Yashiv, don't erase anything in the shidurim. B'shaper noigin. L'b'chol zois. Kivet shiatza kach ay l'chidah. So Rabbi Yashiv is arguing that l'chidah. It's clearly, that's what Rabbi Feinhandler says. Oh, you should be noig like the Birki Yosef. You should say, Avi, B'li Mayri, Birch Sabazin, Ad Kan. So, because all the other places can say that. So, but I don't change. The Yiskar is still in the shidur. It's hard to go ahead and start saying that the whole thing is wrong. So, Look at the next one on the sheet over there. For Adam Shemispalo, Meir Dikapshat, this is what you should do. This is what I'm going to do now. I saw it now after this question bothered me. Adam Shemispalo, Abba Bachaylo, Lo Yitarena B'Tayar Kavik. You can't say, Avi Mayri, Oy Abba Mayri, or a Teres Roshi. Here's someone saying that. There's no gvoyis in Amakim. Look what you say. El Yomer Avdecha Avi Pliny Ben Pliny. Added the word Avdecha. That's what you say. So you give him an chenkes pal. El Ima Yomer Amasach Ben Pliny. So you can't say Avi Myri. Can't say the word Myri. So change the word Myri to Avdecha. So when you say, that's what he says, and based on everything that we're saying over it, I just still have a difficult time because you say the Yiskar, and when you say the Kalmali, if you look at the Kalmali, there it doesn't say it. There it doesn't say Avi Myri. You just say the Kalmali, and you say the Fa. Okay, you'll say Avi. You'll say Avi. But now we're going to add in a word, Abducha. We add in the word Abducha. So when it's talking, when we're davening, we're saying Harachamon,
I don't
know
what just take away the other ones.
What?
What are you gaining by adding a word versus taking away a word?
No, because this word is not showing that as an adam. We're looking at it as heaven. Now it's not
a
disrespect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu then.
Yeah, but you don't need it then.
You don't really need it, but we want to give a tie-up. Right, we want to say something. So according to this, you're going to say the Arachaman and benching, Arachaman Yivarech. Right, you're not saying the word Avi. You're just going to say Avi then. You're right, because according to him, you're taking out the word Myri anyway. So Yivarech is Avi, Balabai said, don't say the word Myri. Right, you don't say the word Myri. And in the Yiskar, so you got to say Avdecha then. Right, Avdecha so and so.
And then by Berchus Kaidav, you say nothing.
Berchus Kaidav, you say nothing, right. Very good. Or Avi.
Say Avi.
Say Avi. Yeah, that's it, right. Avi. All right, Shkaidav.